Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Robert Hannon. The state is reviewing a water discharge permit for the Aurora Energy's Chena Power Plant in downtown Fairbanks. Tonight, it plans to host a public meeting and hearing on the permit. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the facility has released cooling waters into the river since coming online in the 1950s.
The Chena Power Plant releases 85 to 90 degree water into the Chena River.
Talking about 20 to 30 million gallons per day.
Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation Water Program Specialist Angela Hunt says there's nothing new about the discharge and that a permit renewal required study by plant operator Aurora Energy found no impacts to salmon and other fish except in extreme conditions.
It's like really high ambient temperature in the Chena River and really low flow. But under normal conditions, there would be no impact to adults or juvenile fish migrating through the area.
Hunt says the discharge water exceeds a regulatory threshold and is allowed under a variance due to Alaska's cold conditions, but climate change could increase the risk of problems.
All across the state, the ambient temperatures are increasing.
Warm water from the discharge keeps the Chena River largely ice-free downstream of the power plant.
The community of Fairbanks seemed to be a little split on that topic. We've gotten feedback that some people like the open water and some people don't.
Hunt says Aurora Energy was required to look into other options for dealing with the cooling water.
And determined that at this point, there really isn't any feasible alternative.
Public comment remains open on the water discharge permit until October 11th. A public meeting and hearing on the permit is scheduled for Thursday night at 5:30 at the downtown Westmark Hotel. It's the first time the state has reviewed the Chena plant's water discharge permit since taking over the responsibility from the Environmental Protection Agency in 2008. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.
Environmentalists are warning that a Republican plan to cut taxes could include a move that would open the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to drilling. Alaska Public Media reports a draft of the Senate budget plan for 2018 is likely to emerge next week. No one expects the document to mention the Arctic Refuge by name. Lydia Weiss of the Wilderness Society says she's concerned it will include vague instructions to the Senate Energy Committee to find several billion dollars in revenues.
There is no doubt that that is an invitation to Senator Murkowski to attach an Arctic Refuge drilling rider.
Lisa Murkowski chairs the Energy Committee. Opening the refuge to drilling is a top priority for her, as it's been for Alaska's congressional delegation for 40 years. Neither her office nor Senator Dan Sullivan's answered questions about the strategy Wednesday. Weiss and other environmentalists say ANWR doesn't belong in the budget.
Drilling in the coastal plain of the Arctic Refuge is wildly unpopular and always has been across the lower 48. This is America's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. It is public federal land. It belongs to all of us.
But ANWR could hold a lot of oil, and the idea of exploring it has a lot of support in Alaska. The Trump administration has revived hopes for development. The Interior Department is trying to allow 3D seismic work on the coastal plain. If ANWR is included in the 2018 budget reconciliation package, it would need only 50 votes to pass the Senate, because that kind of bill cannot be filibustered. Several Republican senators oppose ANWR drilling, along with nearly all the Democrats, so passage is not assured. I'm Robert Hannon.